Well, 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 this does look like fun. Rita Skeeter was leaning on Hagrid's garden fence, looking in at the mayhem. She was wearing a thick magenta cloak with a furry purple collar today, and her crocodile skin handbag was over her arm. Hagrid launched himself forward on top of the scroot that was cornering Harry and Ron, and flattened it. A blast of fire shot out of its end, withering the pumpkin plants nearby.
"Who are you?"
Hagrid asked Rita Skeeter as he slipped a loop of rope around the scroot's sting and tightened it.
"Rita Skeeter, Daily Prophet reporter,"
Rita replied, beaming at him. Her gold teeth glinted.
"Thought Dumbledore said you weren't allowed inside the school anymore,"
said Hagrid, frowning slightly as he got off the slightly squashed scroot and started tugging it over to its fellows. Rita acted as though she hadn't heard what Hagrid had said.
"What are these fascinating creatures called?"
she asked, beaming still more widely.
"Blast-ended scroots,"
grunted Hagrid.
"Really?" said Rita, apparently full of lively interest. "I've never heard of them before. Where did they come from?"
Harry noticed a dull red flush rising up out of Hagrid's wild black beard, and his heart sank. Where had Hagrid got the scroots from? Hermione, who seemed to be thinking along these lines, said quickly,
"They're very interesting, aren't they? Aren't they, Harry?"
"What?
Oh, yeah. Ouch!
Interesting," said Harry as she stepped on his foot.
"Ah, you're here, Harry,"
said Rita Skeeter as she looked around.
"So, you like Care of Magical Creatures, do you? One of your favourite lessons?"
"Yes," said Harry stoutly. Hagrid beamed at him.
"Lovely,"
said Rita.
"Really? Lovely. Been teaching long?"
she added to Hagrid. Harry noticed her eyes travel over Dean, who had a nasty cut across one cheek, Lavender, whose robes were badly singed, Seamus, who was nursing several burnt fingers, and then to the cabin windows, where most of the class stood, their noses pressed against the glass, waiting to see if the coast was clear.
"This is only my second year,"
said Hagrid.
"Lovely. I don't suppose you'd like to give an interview, would you? Share some of your experience of magical creatures? The Prophet does a zoological column every Wednesday, as I'm sure you know. We could feature these, bang-ended scroots."
"Blast-ended scroots?"
Hagrid said eagerly.
Yeah, why not?"
Harry had a very bad feeling about this, but there was no way of communicating it to Hagrid without Rita Skeeter seeing, so he had to stand and watch in silence as Hagrid and Rita Skeeter made arrangements to meet in the Three Broomsticks for a good long interview later that week. Then the bell rang up at the castle, signalling the end of the lesson.
"Well, goodbye, Harry,"
Rita Skeeter called merrily to him as he set off with Ron and Hermione.
"Until Friday night, then, Hagrid."
"She'll twist everything he says," Harry said under his breath.
"Just as long as he didn't import those scroots illegally or anything,"
said Hermione desperately. They looked at one another. It was exactly the sort of thing Hagrid might do.
"Hagrid's been in loads of trouble before, and Dumbledore's never sacked him,"
said Ron consolingly.
"Worst that can happen is Hagrid'll have to get rid of the scroots. Sorry, did I say worst? I meant best."